Join me in Philippians chapter 3. We are continuing just a little short piece here that we've been working on in our desiring, our pursuit of an intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. A couple of weeks ago, I brought to you and we discussed the distractions that stand in our way many times from understanding that purest of relationships with the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, our desire for a simplistic and pure devotion to Jesus Christ and the things that get in the way there. Today I want to bring to you intimacy means letting go. Intimacy means letting go. Philippians chapter 3 is a familiar passage, and just as soon as I read it, if it doesn't come to mind, then you will hear Paul's incredibly strong, firm words in his letting go of the things that made up his life, his past. So I will read to you verses 1 through 9 in Philippians chapter 3. He says, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh, for it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God is by faith." I will stop reading there. Let me ask you a question. What would you consider? What would you believe to be your greatest achievement? Think back through your life. What is the thing you're the most proud of from an earthly perspective? What would you consider your greatest accomplishment? Your marriage? Having the opportunity to have had children? Raising children? Raising children successfully? The relationship you have with your extended family? Your college education? Your career objectives? Any particular licenses that took a great deal of effort to achieve? Ordination. Many of you in this room own your own business. Quite an accomplishment in our world. Which of these, maybe one I didn't mention, what would you consider your greatest accomplishment Your greatest achievement, that which you hold quite high. And then look at that thing, those things possibly. Would you give it away? Turn your back on it entirely. If it meant a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Paul did. This is what the Holy Spirit led Paul to do. Paul in his own energy didn't do it. This is what Paul, under the call of the gospel, through the work of the Spirit in him, this is exactly what Paul did. Paul turned away from everything in this world that defined success in the minds of the people around him, in his own mind, his religious position. He turned away. His people. He considered it rubbish. His career. He was a Pharisee. Turned away. All of this, he considered rubbish. Any of you ever looked into the Greek as to what exactly is referred to by that word rubbish? It's not a pleasant word, and I'm not going to say it. Our folks who deal with cows clean it up often. That's exactly what the word refers to. So please understand, he's not referring to the ones as rubbish, but the tie, the attachment, the influence that these things had on him, the possession these things had toward him, that relationship, he considered it crap. Sorry, I said it. Why? Because he knew that these achievements listed here in verses 7 and 8 were gained by following the rules. They were gained by following the expectations of others. And as he refers to them, they gave a certain righteousness as though following every letter of the law. You see, back in this day, and I could say I didn't have to qualify it that much, but by following the law, by following the rules, by following, submitting to the expectations of these things, there was a certain stature gained, a certain position acquired. And in Paul's case, it had great influence. But he gave it all away. Not only did he give it all away, he considered it of not much value. Verse 7 again, whatever was to my profit, I consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I considered them rubbish. Intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ, it means letting go. Letting go. So to the point, are we willing to let go? Am I willing to let go of those things that in and of themselves may be very good, very right, but yet there are those things that have gained that place that it has now become a barrier, a hurdle, a restraint, whatever word would suit? Am I willing to let go of the things that might give me a temporary gain to have instead the gain of eternity? That most intimate of relationships with Jesus Christ. The writer to the Hebrews said much the same thing in a different way. Hebrews 12, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance. Let us run with perseverance. Perseverance means to persevere. Means to last until the end. Means to be steadfast to the end. Not swaying to the left or to the right. Not being consumed by what might possess. But it means, of course, to persevere. Means to run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us throw off everything that hinders. And again, this is a very personal question for every one of us. I can't answer it for you. You can't answer it for me. But I hope we are all honest enough with ourselves and we look earnestly at our lives and the things on and around and about us. And if we can acknowledge something that hinders, something that stands in the way, something that we are holding on to just a little too fervently, is that the thing that must go? Is that the relationship that needs to lessen? What hinders you from fulfilling what God has called you to do? Or who God has called you to be? Let us throw off everything that hinders. I could get rather personal here, but I don't think it's needed. Because I think we're all adult enough. I pray we're honest enough with ourselves to answer questions such as these. But the real issue comes in, do we have the courage? Do we have the strength of character to make the life-changing kinds of arrangements that will allow us to throw off that hinders, to allow us to consider as rubbish those things of our life that do indeed hinder? See, I think there's the rub. We may acknowledge that such and such or so and so or this or that gets in the way, but we don't have the guts to make the change. Because it's hard. It's hard. Jesus let go. This table reminds us that he let go. If you're with me there in Philippians chapter 3, turn back. Possibly just one page for you. Chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. Back up one, verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God. He let go. Verse 7, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Can you imagine the divine one taking grasp of a finite, mortal, clay body to serve you? And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, even became obedient to death. Paul could have stopped there and became obedient to death. The deity submitting himself in his human form to death. But Paul didn't stop there. He added a most humiliating factor, a grievous humiliating factor for our Lord. Even death on a cross. A cross was made for thieves. A cross was made for the lowest of lows. The cross was to be the most humiliating means of death the Roman culture could come up with. He let go. Even death on a cross. Jesus gave up everything. Jesus let go so that the just demands of the Father could be served, and so that you would not have to pay for the mess. That we would not have to pay for the mess that is our lives. This table reminds us that Jesus gave up, that Jesus let go and fulfilled that which was the Father's desire. Do you think we could do something similar for him? Intimacy means letting go.